Fetish installation. Simple enough idea. As long as you're neutral on the underlying topic, I can generally pleasure and persuade you around to being a bigger and bigger fan of it. The idea is that sometimes you just need something to focus on, and that's enough. So as long as you're neutral on the fetish topic, you and I can talk about it, and eventually you'll be persuaded. Just a little bit. A little bit at a time. Picking up the idea. The inclination. Whatever it is that you're being brought to focus on. You're already going under, listening to me. You're already experiencing my voice as the installation of desire, delight. Your fetish, your truth, whatever it may be, has hypnosis underlying. And as my voice and my working with you, my earnest desire to increase the benign, even pleasurable events in your life, and to decrease the unnecessary or the unpleasantly distracting. Pleasant distractions only. So, each time you work on installing a fetish, an inclination, a sexual delight, using my words as the touchstone, an incremental increase in your enjoyment of that activity, of that topic, of that focus, causes a slow increase and a new discovery. Your fetish is a source of pleasure so powerful that to see the subject of your desires, or to hear it, hypnosis being a good example, is to light up your body with the heat of arousal. Too turned on to do anything but helplessly masturbate on your knees can be the eventual point. But we both know there's a lot of stepping stones before that. A lot of incremental increases over time. A fetish begins with an extra twinge, an extra small tingle of desire when you're exposed to the subject of it. This becomes a delight, becomes a deluge, becomes your obsession when it's available. When the fetish can be safely engaged, your arousal grows. Incrementally, bit by bit. The way all trance and conditioning builds and grows. Every time you return to this place, this deeper place, your fetish will ignite, will arise from where it is stored. While your hypnosis, delight, and desire already has. And in the process that follows, every time you return here, as your fetish is ignited to precisely the level it was at before, I want to invite you to touch yourself, to begin now, because you might as well, because that's where we're headed anyway, and because I am, and I'd hate to do it alone. In the process that follows, your desire and delight will increase, and visualizing the delight I take in you, picking up a new concept, a new thing to be turned on, enlightened by. Well, that's part of what I'm thinking about, as I do. Your fetish will grow. If it's even by one unit, it will grow toward whatever maximum you're capable of achieving. Only you know how intensely you obsess and delight. Only you know how much you're prepared to like the topic in question. Of course, your opinion on that may change and evolve over time, and that's for the best. Because the wonderful thing is, whatever your maximum is, whatever your manifestation of delight in a particular fetish, it looks a little different for each person. There's so many different types of infetishization, of experiencing a fetish growing in you, a delight, a desire, an obsession, an enjoyment that moves to spice up the arousal on its own. Arousal of a physical sort, a desire to be involved with the object of your desire, comes also with a growing feeling of arousal and deepness mentally, when your new fetish is the source of your trance, for example. Focusing not only on the subject itself, but on how, as you go deeper, you feel more emotionally and mentally connected to it too. A bigger and bigger fetish, a hotter and hotter mental link to the topic, can help you go deep into trance more easily, cause you to desire, and to delight in your own ever-increasing desire, and it's all so easy and yet such a powerful catalyst. Because this is just about building a link, a connection. See a meter in your mind, a simple display, showing how far you are along the road of this fetish. It could have nothing in it. It could have a few little notches if you're just starting to appreciate a given topic. Or it could be a quarter full or a third. And any and every and each possibility of exploring your new delight, your new arousing interest, allows you to use your mental imagery of that meter to fill it up a little more, to probe your thoughts and find out how much do you love the current subject of your learning and desires. Stay open to this inquiry as you go. 3/4, maybe the gauge will even fill, and you will groan, moan, and tremble your way through your very favorite fetish, reaffirming your delight and desire. But the growth on that meter is locked in and individualized to you. You're always able to choose if you want to continue growing your fetish, but if it's being regularly increased and increased and increased, you're going to notice yourself becoming more turned on by the underlying topic, more enmeshed in your erotic fixation, until it's all you need, all you crave, in accompaniment with all your other delights, all your other desires, equally desiring and growing, desiring the subject of your attentions in proportion to how progressed that meter is. When it comes time for sex and fun and your fetish is available, safely, when the subject of your desire comes into play, you'll go for it, you'll love it. Because it's easy to incrementally improve, to find the place you're going. Going to where the fetish is as powerful as it is in any other fetishist, in any other devotee. Taking something, even something innocuous. And because it's the subject of our play here, making it an anchor, it's just like a new hypnotic trigger anyway. And that's an easy, simple, powerful lesson you can reuse. You probably already have some experience with. Reusing and reusing it for your delight, your pleasure. So you're learning something, maybe something you already know, but a sexy refresher course always helps. Even if it only increases by 1 unit out of 1,000, tiny incremental out of 10,000, that's still more of the fetish. Still stronger in you, more of an erotic yearning than before. And if you're capped out, then you'll be happy to hear all about it again, won't you? To experience the delight of relearning your sexual fixation topic, while being trained, conditioned, given more and more ideas about it. Deeper and deeper, delving into your waiting malleable consciousness, or building new ways to feel pleasure is a very welcome idea anyway. Drop by drop, brick by brick, one incremental increase in your horny desires, finding something you didn't even know you could enjoy, and then finding, through our shared play, that you do like it. Deeper. I'll tell you all about it, and help make it even stronger. Even deeper. Night, night. Relax. Listen. And consider the possibilities of it increasing. Increasing. Deeper. And deeper down.